Christmas brings out a lot of different emotions in people of all ages. Some are very pleasant and some are a little more difficult to deal with. On this particular day in the holiday season, the Whitaker household is about to discover the impact of both.
And this was a Christmas ball I made for your grandmother when I was 8. We painted them in Sunday school. See? To Mom with love from Bump.
Bump?
Well, that's what we called her when she was a little girl.
Because I used to bump into things. We all had nicknames at one time or another.
Why didn't you ever give me a nickname?
Somehow, Jen, one never came up for you.
Monty has a few names he calls me, but I'm not sure they're repeatable.
Well, I should stop reminiscing so much or we'll never get this tree decorated. How's it coming with the nativity scene, Monty?
Okay, I guess.
Just be careful. They're glass. You almost there with the rest of the lights, Dad?
Yeah, oh, well, almost. You know, it's a mystery to me how I could put these things away so carefully and still find them all tangled up when I bring them out again. Oh, there. Now to plug them in.
Those aren't blinking. I thought you said that they were the string of blinking lights.
Well, they're supposed to be. Maybe one of the bulbs has come loose. You know how they are. Ah, there's one. I'll try this one right
here. Careful, Dad.
I know. Oh, ew.
Now they're blinking, Grandpa.
Thank you, Jenny. I see.
What was that?
Oops. Sorry, Mom.
What was it? Oh, Monty, not the angel.
It wouldn't hang on the stupid stable right.
Well, don't worry, Monty.
But this angel's been in the family for years. I grew up with it. I told you to be careful, Monty.
I was. It fell off the hook.
Can it be fixed?
Well, I'll have a look at it as soon as I finish these lights.
Oh, Monty.
I said I was sorry. Good grief, it was just
Monty,
a dumb...
Monty, that's enough. Now, why don't you go out and get some more wood for the fire?
Yes, sir.
And don't forget your boots. We don't want you tracking snow in. Oh, look at it. We'll never be able to fix it.
Well, I'll find another one. I'm surprised it's lasted all these years anyway, Bump.
I don't know what's gotten into Monty lately. He's been in the strangest mood ever since we got here.
Adolescent trauma, I presume.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. I read about it in one of Grandpa's books.
Dad?
I think I'm going to have to be more careful with the books I let you read, Jenny.
Where do you want me to put the wood, Grandpa?
Well, in the bin next to the fireplace will be fine.
Monty, I'm sorry for getting upset about the angel.
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you come over here and help me and Jenny with these ornaments?
If it's okay, I think I just want to go to my room.
Why? We're decorating down here.
I know, but I want to go to my room.
But you won't get in the Christmas spirit in your room. Helping us decorate will help get you
Mom,
in the...
Mom, I don't want to help decorate, okay? I just want to go to my room.
Monty, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like this?
All I want to do is go to my room. Why did it have to be such a big deal?
Go to your room, then. I'd rather you stayed there than spoil Christmas for the rest of us.
Good. It's all I wanted anyway.
Hand me that ornament, Jenny.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, it's just like reliving my fights with his father. Wouldn't talk, wouldn't tell me what he's feeling, just went off in another room. Monty is just like him.
Jana.
Don't say it, Dad. I know what you're going to say. Give me that ball, Jenny.
Yes, Mother.
Well, I won't have it. I won't allow him to grow up to be like his father. We are going to deal with this.
Jana.
What, Dad?
You're not supposed to put the ornaments on the tree until I hang the lights.
Oh. I'm sorry, Dad. Jenny, I don't know what to do with him.
Well, maybe I can talk to him, honey. It could be something he'll feel more comfortable telling me.
Okay, Dad. You can try.
And this is the Bible room, Monty.
I know, Grandpa. I was here a couple of days ago.
Were you? Oh, that's right. Did you see the imagination station? I rebuilt it.
Yeah.
Well, I programmed it to go back to the very first Christmas in Bethlehem. You want to try it?
Maybe some other time.
Well, how about...
Grandpa, I know what you're trying to do, but I just want to take a walk.
But, Monty, it's not like you to be such a loner. Come on, it's Christmas after all.
That doesn't change anything.
What do you mean? What should be changed?
Really, Grandpa, I just want to go for a walk, okay?
Monty.
I'll see you later.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, Connie.
Bye, Monty. You know, he's grown up a lot since the last time he was here. What's it been, 2 years?
Yep, 2 very long years.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've lost track of who he is. Something's bothering him, but he won't say what it is. And, well, I don't know him well enough to figure it out for myself.
Well, he lives way out in California. It's hard to know someone from that distance. I know.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it any less frustrating. I can talk to kids all over Odyssey, but I can't get through to my own grandson.
It's not a snowman, Monty. It's my snow friend.
Snow friend? Good grief, Jenny. Where do you get this stuff? For once, couldn't you just be normal and build a regular snowman?
Precision of language, Monty. I couldn't decide if it's a male or female, so I decided to call it my snow friend. Say what you mean what you say. That's my motto.
Go stick your head in the snow. That's my motto.
There you go with your adolescent trauma again.
Huh?
Adolescent trauma. You're being obnoxious because you're an adolescent. Don't worry, Monty. I understand.
Jenny, how would you like to be wearing your snow friend?
I believe it would be a singularly unpleasant experience.
Then quit pretending you know what you're talking about when you don't.
Grouch.
Where's Mom?
Inside talking to Dad on the phone.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask. I wonder what kind of a hat a snow friend would wear.
Well, Phil, if the presents aren't going to get here on time, then don't bother sending them at all.
Mom.
Wipe your feet, Monty. No, I'm not being ridiculous. What kind of Christmas do you think they'll have when the gifts from their father don't show up until a week after?
Mom!
Wait, Monty. Oh, that's easy for you to say. You're not here to deal with the disappointment. I'm the one who has to explain what... Don't you turn this around like it's my fault. You knew we were coming to Odyssey this year. I don't care, Phil. You do what you want. I am through fighting about it. Ugh, that man.
Mom!
What?
I wanted to talk to him.
Oh, no, you didn't. He wasn't fit for conversation. Where's Jenny?
But I did. You never let me talk to him.
Monty, he never calls you. He never writes to you, and he won't even get your Christmas gifts here on time. Why do you want to talk to him?
Because he's my dad.
Oh, yes, some dad. Take your boots off. You're getting snow all over the floor.
Why do you always have to say that, huh? Why do you have to always cut him down?
I just say it like it is. If that's cutting him down, then that's what he deserves.
But he's still my dad, you know? Even if he isn't your husband anymore. I hate it when you talk bad about it.
You just remember something, Monty. I'm not the one who walked out. He did. And while he's off playing it free and easy, I'm the one who stayed to raise you kids. To feed you, to clean up after you. And if you don't like it, then maybe you should have gone to live with him.
Well, maybe if you gave me the choice, I would have.
Monty! Monty, come back here!
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
And you have no idea where he went, huh?
No, Dad. He stormed out, trampled Jenny's snow friend, and took off. I thought he'd come here.
Well, I haven't seen him. I'm not sure he'd come here anyway. Whatever's been bothering him, he won't talk to me about it.
I don't know what came over me. I had an argument with Phil on the phone, then turned around and continued it with Monty. And it's like they're one and the same person.
But they're not.
Oh, I know that, but it seems like it. His facial expressions, his tone of voice, and he's so headstrong. It's just like Phil.
Just like his mother.
Monty said I'm always running his dad down. I've tried to be careful not to do that, but maybe I haven't been careful enough.
Jana, what does Monty think of his dad?
Until today, I was sure he didn't think about his dad at all. He never really talks about him.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Why would he? Phil walked out on us. decided he didn't want to be married to me anymore. It's not like he was ever much of a father to Monty.
I hear you saying that, Jana, but what about Monty? What does Monty say?
I don't know. What are you getting at, Dad?
I'm wondering if Monty, like any boy his age...
What? Say it.
I'm wondering if Monty misses his dad.
Nice fountain, huh?
Huh? Oh, hi, Connie.
You've been sitting here staring at it for the past 10 minutes. I thought you liked it.
What?
The fountain. Last year they tried to put red and green dye in the water, you know, to make it look like Christmas. It turned into a brownish fudge kind of color. Pretty disgusting.
What did?
Hello? Anybody home? This is Odyssey Mall. You're sitting next to the Odyssey Mall fountain. How many fingers am I holding up?
Sorry. I was just thinking.
Well, what are you thinking about? What you're gonna get me for Christmas? A leather coat would be nice. Or those shoes over there.
Just a little bit out of my price range.
Are you here with your mom or Whit?
No, I'm by myself.
Oh, I hate shopping by myself. You want to walk with me?
Yeah, sure.
Good. Actually, I could use a man's advice.
Oh, are we meeting up with somebody else?
No, I meant your advice. You're a man, right?
I guess. It depends on whether my mom wants me home before dark or whether she wants me to mow the lawn.
What do you mean?
Well, if she wants me home before dark, it's because I'm just a boy. If she wants me to mow the lawn, then she says I'm a man.
I get your point. See, I have to buy something for my dad for Christmas, but I don't know what to get.
Well, why don't you ask him what he wants?
I would, but I don't get to talk to him very much. Most of the time, I get his answering machine.
Where is he?
In California. I live here with my mom.
Oh, they're...
divorced, yeah. And Christmas drives me crazy because I don't know my dad well enough to figure out what he'd like.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
That's right. Your mom and dad are divorced, too. Sorry, I forgot.
That's okay.
Well, anyway, I was thinking of getting him a new shirt. It'd help a lot if you'd look at them and tell me what you think.
Sure.
Well, there they are. Follow me.
My mom buys presents for Dad and then signs the card from us. I don't like it, but I never know what to get him.
Does he send you anything?
Sometimes.
Well, my dad always forgets. He calls in the middle of January, apologizes, and sends a check. Oh, here's the shirt. What do you think?
Does he really like pink and green?
Well, I think it's pretty.
Maybe you should try something else.
You don't like it?
Well, not really.
Oh, okay, well, how about these shirts over here? I love Christmas shopping, all the people and the decorations. I think I could hang around the mall for months.
Connie?
Hmm?
Do you ever, miss your dad?
Miss him? Yeah, I guess. Sometimes more than others.
Like at Christmas?
Yeah, especially at Christmas. That's when I saw him the most. His office would close down for the holidays, so he had to come home.
What about, you know, after he left?
Yeah, sure, I still missed him. Why? You miss your dad?
Yeah, I do. A lot. I don't know why. I mean, Mom says it doesn't make sense.
My mom used to say the same thing.
She did?
Oh, yeah. Every time I tried to talk about my dad, she'd get mad at me. Boy, we used to have some major blow-ups.
Yeah, us too. I mean, we had a fight this afternoon.
Well, that explains why you were staring at the fountain. I used to sit and stare at a 10-gallon milkshake. Then I kind of figured it out.
You did? What'd you figure out?
Well, I figured out that Mom wasn't really mad at me. She was just mad at Dad and taking it out on me. She didn't mean to do it, but she did.
But why?
Because she was angry and confused and bitter and... Monty, when your dad left your mom, it hurt her. Maybe even worse than it hurt you. See, all of a sudden, she has to be your mom and your dad. And she has to take care of you all by herself. And when there's a problem, there's nobody in the house to tell it to. When she wants to cry, there's no one to cry with. She's all wrapped up with anger and bitterness, and who can she turn to? Me? She does. And it's my guess that sometimes when she's screaming at you for not picking up your shoes, she's really screaming at your dad for leaving you. Get it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, the thing she needs most is for you to love her and try to understand how she's feeling, even when she doesn't understand herself.
I didn't realize it was so complicated.
Well, sometimes we kids have to figure these things out for our parents.
I guess so.
Oh, how about this shirt?
Connie, maybe you should get him a gift certificate.
Really?
Well, that just about does it for the Christmas tree. Oh, fine job, Jenny.
Thank you, Grandpa.
What do you think, Jana?
It looks very nice. The two of you did a wonderful job.
Oh, now, Jana, it's only been a little while since Connie called. They'll be home soon. Stop worrying.
I'm not worried. Oh, Dad, I really made a mess of it. I didn't realize. I thought I was being so level-headed.
Well, sometimes that's the way it works. We think we're being level-headed when our feelings have us thoroughly confused.
Jenny and I didn't have these problems, did we, Jenny?
No, ma'am. I'm far too mature for that sort of behavior.
Well, how about some eggnog or hot apple cider?
Hot apple cider, please.
Nothing for me, Dad.
Wait, what's that?
Is somebody outside?
Well?
I'll check out the window. You better call the police, Grandpa. There are a couple of hooligans in the front yard.
Oh, what are they doing?
It looks to me as if they're either rebuilding my snow friend or having a snowball battle.
Monty and Connie.
Let's go.
What did I do with my coat?
Oh,
here's
my
yours.
Shoes.
Hey, I'll have to find mine.
Shoes?
Well, I got mine. Right
there.
I'll open the door for you. Come on.
Ow.
Quick, get them on.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Hey, what about me?
What's going on out here?
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Mom. I was trying to fix Jenny's snow friend, and Connie attacked me.
Attacked you, you devil crosser?
Snow down the neck. No fair. Flag on the field.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now hold it. Oh, this is all fine and fun, but Monty, your mother and I have been worried about you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Grandpa. Mom, I'm sorry for saying what I said earlier. I didn't mean it.
That's all right, Monty. I understand. I shouldn't have yelled at you. Not today. And probably not as much as I have over the past 3 years. I'm sorry, son.
Oh, Mom, don't do that. They'll freeze on your face.
You're right. But we need to talk. Not yell, just talk.
We will, Mom, but I have something for you first. Connie, where are those bags?
On the porch.
Come here, Mom. I got you a Christmas present.
But it isn't Christmas Day.
Oh. Call it a pre-Christmas special. Here it is.
What is it?
Well, you have to open it.
I can't imagine what you'd... Oh, no. Monty, thank you. Thank you so much. I think I'm going to cry again. Come here, give me a hug.
Oh, Mom.
I can't see it. What was the gift, Connie?
A small glass angel.
Oh.
Hey, what about my snow friend?
You want snow, Jenny? I'll give you snow.
Oh, right now,
you don't.
You wouldn't dare.
Put that snow down, Mom.
No, don't knock in the house. No snowball fights in the house.
Watch out for my angel.
Sounds like Whit and his family are going to have a nice Christmas after all. You know, a lot of times trouble at home will create feelings of hurt and sadness for everyone. You, your mom and dad, brothers and sisters may say and do things they don't really mean because they don't really understand the feelings they have. If that's happening in your house now, take time this Christmas to stop and remember that Jesus was born in order to heal the wounds and bring our families together. Now is a wonderful time to show love to each other, even when it hurts. That's one of the best Christmas gifts you can give to anyone. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for Adventures in Odyssey.